Prune. So Pianim. Shlech Manos. The first thing we talk about is Makanos Lavianim. You're not giving it on Prune itself. So the Be'alacha brings down the Balamar. Shouldn't give Makanos Lavianim before Purim, because maybe the Ani will eat it and use it up before Purim, and you won't have money for the Suda. For the same reason, he said you shouldn't give him Pesach again at night, since he is Suda's behind. Mailing that chance.
It's not like
giving
the treat
to Ani,
right?
What?
This is
not
like
you give me to Ani itself, yes. Give me to the shliach, talk about some hard lot. If he's there, some person want to say that if it's borrowed to you, he's not going to eat it. Let's make a tanai with him, whatever it is. That's borrowed, he's not going to eat it until Purim. Then perhaps his mother to give it even before.
Wouldn't it be better to this point to say he has passed the buy food and prepared? Did he make a time?
Okay. Good start. Now, if you give it to him for tonight, the coach game. She's going to give it with the shliach. She's going to give it to the shliach, who's going to give it to him on Purim, the way most people do today. People go around before, and you're the shliach will give it on Purim. But, interesting enough, the Bechayosef, at the end of the Simon Tafir Shadik Dalit, Chida says that you have to give it on Purim itself. You can't give it to the shliach. Give it to him on Purim, that's not good enough. You have to give it on Purim. It means the Raya from Lashon Shulchan Aruch, which says that there's no ani, and you could hold the money until you find an ani. The question is, why does the Shulchan Aruch say that you should give it before? Send it before you get there on Purim. Al-Mai, is all you have to give it on Purim. Even though Shulchan Shalom can buy Sai, the Pashtas, Shulchan Shalom can buy Sai, as if he gave it on Purim. But the Chidah holds not like that. The first big Chidah. But for the Chidah, we're all up the tree, because most people don't give Arm Kayim Pas, again, on Purim itself. Unless you give it to one of the Shulchan on Purim. So the Yechayinu to the Chidah, if you give it to the Shliach on Purim, I think the Chidah is masking. So you can't give it to the Shliach before Purim. So if he's there, when he eats the Shittah Chidah, if he dies, at least to give something on Purim itself. If you don't want to be machmir like a Boyashiv, you have to give 50 shekels of each ani, or anyone machmir like others that say, if you're something, you buy a Suda, 10 shekels or 20 shekels, what?
We said that. Someone asked him,
no.
How much is 50 shekel
good?
He said, yeah.
He never said that. Yeah, it was a chiddush, because the chayyab, 20 shekel, 20 shekel, you could buy a decent food, you could buy a shawarma with a drink, and the chayyab, more than that, in the stomach, you shouldn't have to give. Okay, whatever it is, akapanim, but at least you should be able to see this with dva. Which that we should know as by them swerving down the Ritzvah, the Ritzvah says, even Yaitz with the Pluto, Sichani, that the Yaitz at least, if you want to be Yaitz, that's Chidah, to do it on Purim, at least you should be Yaitz minimally, don't be Yaitz the Chumid of Geshitis, 10, 20, 50 shekel, whatever it is, at least you should be Yaitz on Purim, you should be Yaitz the smallest share.
The people who come in and collect money.
Yeah. Are they Aviyanim? Don't know. I mean, look, there are people that go around that you do know people giving shluch and people that are collecting for about our bond and these kind of things. They know the money is being given legitimately. But Agando could be other people giving around also the Maitre Dizitvon Bamatsia that says that Emidaki and Mois Purim as well learns that it means that what is so far over there that since we see that the Torah says you give Mashiach Manas even not for your name, so maybe it's even got the Mekhanas Lagayim also, you don't have to be so machpe that he's not Mishanani. It's what says about Mitzir. So if it's all the you see, the Chari Tidu Yitvoi, the Yais at least, you need to give it to some of the guys, you know, going around, but even though they're not necessarily Nihim, the Chari will be Yais at. In the Aruch HaShulchan, there seems to be Shishol Stira. In the Tafrei Tzadi Dalad base, Tafrei Tzadi Dalad base, the Aruch HaShulchan says, he says you could be Yaitse Aide that you send it beforehand. And interesting, the next sif, Yeshua stop it, Shalf Manas Lareyu, Shabim Erchakim, Koidim Purim, Begilev Purim, Yotze Bezei, Idei Mishloach Manas. Yeshmi Shaymir Di Yotze, Behetiv, Linir Dla Yotze, he's sending it far away, he's sending it before Purim, the guy's going to get it on Purim. Achshul says, "Li ner lo yatzah." The meaning, "Mishloach manas bepurim atzmai." Mishloach manas bepurim atzmai. So chayra steer before he said, "Mhemet shliach kaidim purim, shabiyayim purim yishlach ba'adai." Then he's yaitzah. What? And in the second case, not a shliach. How are you sending it by mail? See that that's found. Maybe it's not a shliach. The chayyah still doesn't mean to sit there from the guard and be man. I mean, money or shliach. You know, that's what I get by the bris. You know, you make me shliach. Make me shliach. Using the knife, in the kabbal, kinyan, the shlichus. He called the mayal. He called the mayal to come give you bris. That means a shlichus. You know, I mean, on these guys. So chayyah, you didn't make the postman a shliach. What's the problem? Maybe the postman's a guy. What's the Maybe he's telling them, I don't know, maybe it could be saying he's sending by mail. He's sending them a chakim. How you sending them a chakim? Somebody's sending it by mail. He's sending by mail. So who's, maybe the person is not a Jew, so maybe he's not a shliach. But he doesn't say that. He says, being a shliach mom is the poor matzmai.
Remember,
if you send
with a shliach,
you are the one. Anyway, it's not part of the English. What?
If you send
them
with the
shliach,
you are
the one. Okay, but right. Next is from Kamaisa. But if you're sending it before, and you're sending out later post, and we're there, we say maybe the postman is not a Jew. So maybe there's no din shlichus. Elamai. It could be that you know about the amperim itself. Maybe you wouldn't need din shlichus. At least you're sending it. Here, you didn't send it on purim. And no din shlichus, so maybe you're not yaitzes. Maybe that could be a terrorist that we're talking about. Fine. But, so come back to him. If you send it by mail, and some guy didn't deliver it, And it's a problem. Because Pashtus, you don't need, it says, Shlech Manazah Shalayu, Pashtus, you don't Ramesh need Shlichus. Pashtus, you don't Ramesh need Shlichus. Pashtus, there's a Marshal. People send their, are they Kana? Most of them Shlech Manazah send their kids. Are you Yaitza? So Maitza is an interesting story that I once saw. So Maitza with the Satan Rebbe. That somebody asked him, that he, someone got insulted, came to him that someone sent him to Shlach Mamas, someone was dressed up like a monkey. So he got insulted. It wasn't a Fichlaidai that they should send him to Shlach Mamas by day, someone was dressed up like a monkey. The Satan Rebbe says, this guy is, what's the problem? So the Sefer says, they could send him to Shlach Mamas, like a monkey itself. So what's the Shlach Mamas? Are they someone dressed up like a monkey? So this Rav, whoever it was, didn't know where this from Seifer. Where this from Seifer? Looked it up. He looked high and low for some Seifer, and he couldn't find it. And then because he found it, the Mikra, it was from Seifer in Chedushim in Gittin Achav Beis, where this from Seifer is talking about Shlichus Baget. So he says, wherever the Torah says a lashon of sending, like by Mishloach Manos, it could be even good out there cut. So that's the concept that the Sam Rebbe's Balgam hears. It says, the Tarifus, to answer the guy, it says, the Chasayfus says, it could send out a monkey itself. The Balgam Shlach, the guy that dressed up like a monkey. So the Pun will see there, Pashtis, eating off a shulchan, even when we're making the Shukataria, then on Purim, because you don't have to send it out there, Bar Shlichus, because it might be sending it on Purim. If you have a Shlichus, and if you keep a manin before, it's also doing it on Purim, because Shul Shem Kavaisai. But if you send it before Purim, and it's not being done, are there Kashu Shliach, that's the Chayr Hezbin of Hashulchan, then Hashulchan Mechadish, that you're not Yaitse. In India, we're talking about sending it when from my said the Shuvas and Hagas, Rosh Sternbuch and Chel Gal, Sim Tavav, is done over there that some Rav says that this, that they have all these advertisements for these, all these Purim Ba'ir, Chesvos, and Shachman, all these catchphrases that they send the Shachmanis to overseas and get them Purim. The Shire is, you're not cutting it. The Maya, you're not cutting it. What? Who's never yours? You never cutting the food. He says you're not Yaitza. So what does he say? Baal Chanos. The one who's doing it has to go ahead and be Zaychit. So every person is not going to show the fun of. He'll be Zaychit for the Nitzin, and then he can go give it. But on them, which I can't imagine any place, go ahead and pick it up and be Zaychit for the guy. The LMI, you're not Yaitza with these things. Oh, we'll get to that soon. One thing at a time. She says, the Shemba's list argued. He says, Nirvad Shanidin came. Shemitz Shalach Manas, he mitzvah lost from Shalach Manas, by name of Kal Shachayev Shir, like Kinyan Maini Behem, a guy takes something from the Hefker and gives it to someone. Who's going to have to be Mamashiz? It's Mishlach Manas. Don't say, no, Din Lachem. Don't say, Lachem. Mishlach Manas, Ishlach Yehu. If you guys kind of take something from Hefkin, he doesn't have mind to be kind of. He has a mind to love it nice. See what you got? Yeah, it's a mind to love it nice. Yeah? And he sends it. Yeah? He's a Rabbi Yaitza.
Why didn't you cut it?
What? Why can't you cut it? What? You don't have. But where? If you're sending it, you're not doing it. If you pay Kessler, if you say Kessler's not kind of, the bond Kessler's not kind of. Shema Yomu Nisifu Chitecha Baliyot Chazal said you need Mashiachah. So he's Mela Bashi Yaitzis also. He said, if you get into the reasons, I'm sorry, I wanted to stay away from this, but if you get into the reasons, the Chum Sadesh and Manas Halevi, I'm really very sorry, that whether the Seyyid of Mishlech Mona is out, the Marba Achra, whether it's Al Shulis Purim. So either way, both of those two reasons you have. So Mele can't be, there's one child, it can't be titled in that Machlokes. So Mele, he says about the Yaitse. All these Hainas, if the Yaitse didn't have a Kanani, and Sugan Kedushin, 10 money of the Plainy, the Kaddish, I need luck. If someone could give money for a woman and she become a Kadesh, even though it's not, someone could give money for, someone could give money, I'm sorry, 10 money to the Isha and I'll bring Kodesh to her. If Ruben Gitar Hashem, if Shimon should give money to the woman, in Nebuch 90, that even though the person that's been Kaddish is not giving the money, it's because they have a Kanani, they have a Kanani, is becoming a Meshukher, Aidei Acher, catched by the Acher. So too, a woman could be Mekudeshes, Aidei someone, Ruben giving money for Shimon to the woman. So then have a Kanani, L'chaira, you guys say. That's L'chaira also. So if the Baal Chalutz is giving it for this guy, it's also good. It's also good. Even if, you know, but then have a Kanani would work. You see, that works in Kinyanis, that works in Kedushin. Even the Ramza doesn't work to buy something from Mechira, but for Nesina, it will work. That's the Chayyot of Shiloh, Moshe, the whole Shiloh, where the woman's Chayyot, Matamis Levyainim, Matamis Levyainim Bechlau, the woman's Chayyot, Matamis Levyainim, Shlachmanes, because there it says, Shlachmanes Ish L'Reyayu, it says Ish, but it mobbing down, that, I'm sorry, Pichod just says, the argument in the Ramah, the Ramah says Ish is higher in Shlach Manas. Chachad says, I mean, it says Ish for Isha. It brings down from the Marikash that there's not one Paisik masking with the Ramah. Ancient Paisik is asking the Ramah that says the Ish is higher in Shlach Manas. The Goyin explains the Ramah because it says the Gemara Megillah says, I've been hired by Sinet. If the Chayiv, all the mitzvahs of Purim, the Chayiv Mishnah Megillah, the Chayiv in Tanas Paganim as well. Akpan mitznak takanakosh b'chiv. That's still b'shem v'yashiv. But these things he's talking about Mishlach Manas. The Svar Pichalish Svar might apply to Tanas Paganim. Tanas Paganim doesn't say Ish. Mishloach Manas Ish L'Re'eyu Matanis L'Avyayinim. That would be very strange to say that Noshim Machayim Tanas L'Avyayinim not in Mishloach Manas. I saw B'Shem Yashiv in the Mishloach Shulchan living down from Yashiv, he said that since L'Maisa it's not so Pasha D'Chiyah B'Chal, so Mela, the minig is that when you make a lot of Shloach Manas and the woman pays the Shloach Manas and sends them, some Mishloach Yashiv, at least one of the Shloach Manas will be hers. Although some people have a machmir, at least one, my wife sends one, and she sends one to one of her friends, that should be doctor from her, she hates all the sheetahs. Talk upon him, in the Tzadish is Mechuyiv, the shail is, you have to, when I give it to the shliach, I give it to the shliach, does he have to be zeichet for her, and then take it back, and this and that. So, pashtiv, other years I've done that, but then I was thinking, Chayar Pashtiv, I'll have it to 90, Chayar Naptus, I gave it for her. I gave it for her, L'chaira, she could be Yaita as well. L'chaira, we didn't have a Kanani, that's how I was thinking. L'chaira, you don't have to have the guy be Zeichet for her, and then take it back, then it'll be her money that she's giving. L'chaira, if I'm giving it for her, L'chaira, that should be enough to be Yaita, Matanat Lavyayin, and the fact that the Chiv is not Bar B'chlau, and like Marshall, some say that the Achshuch, I said, the Mamshach Manas, the Achshuch, the Ishtik Gufay, he says, it could be Yaita. Don't have to give a separate mishloach manas. Ishtek gufay. Like an achanah gave you ishtek gufay yaita. So here also ishtek gufay could be yaita mishloach manas. L'chayr could be yaita. Could be yaita. Matanas again. Anyway, so call not bar the chiyah. But upon l'chayr, even if you want to be machmer, the woman is chayr. L'chayr is enough to give it for her. And yaita midin ever kanani. Like if Shem Chazayin Lagabe Meshloach Manos, when you're doing these long distance Meshloach Manos.
And the father gives, for example, for his daughter
Meshloach. How
should
be What?
Can the brother
also
do it?
They don't. They don't could. Guys, interesting. The next shuva of Shtermuk has interesting shayla. A guy by talking in the hemshel of his first shayla. Those that give, send out all these pesach malices, so they don't have enough time to send them all out on Purim. So it's easy to send the night before. Sometimes they bring it the night before. The shayla is ayetz b'chal the night before. The pashas you only ayetz b'yom and ayetz b'layla. So he said, he tied it to them that if they would give it the t'nai, that the guy can't be kind until the next day, so then perhaps it could be yaitzah. So, well, give it. I'm being your shaymer and making it because it's about you now, but you can't be kind until the next day.
Maybe it's in between.
He's got it, yeah. That's the deal. That's the deal. What? Well, we saw the Paiskin give Matana Pagayim, give it the night before Solomon's prayer, that you guys can eat it. By, because he's in the Mashiach Manish, yeah. What? It's late at night, what's the difference? Oh, Mashiach Manish, you're still making Kaluga. Now, yeah. Yeah, but the mitzvahs are beyond. All the chiyuv mitzvahs are beyond. Now, it's a mitzvah b'layla. Now, so there, Rosh Terumach also is mesupik about his sack, about his heter, because he says, since if it's harbors reyes, again, I'm sorry. So he said, maybe since Ikka Simcha is the Shasta Kabbalah, so since the Ma'isa Simcha is getting it, so maybe it's not a good Eitzah. He says the Ma'isa Chari is totally in Shas Kinyan, when he's able to eat it, that's when he has the Simcha. He has to down two feet in the Kerchas and Nefesh. When do you have the Simcha? When you can get it, when you're able to eat it. So let's take the Shaila of it. Akuponim. So at the end of the day, he's masking. That if the guy tells him he's not going to come until tomorrow, then that would be an Eitzah. I don't think they do that exactly, but that would be an Eitzah. Now, as far as what Avinai asked, that if it's a Shlach Mana, it's when it's a different day. A marshal from sending from America to Eretz Yisrael, there's your dollar. Here's the Zvah of our Yates in that. What? Ulay not.
If you send it
when it's dollar in America, it gets here in Tezvah. We send it from Nebek Yishmayim. We have to go to the Merchus Tavi Lachma. If you have a local shy like that, you know. He sends the telephone to Yishmayim, okay? You know. So, now, some place come out there. Some place come out there. If you send Mechanas Magainim a Ben Yidalid to the event as well. We have early Paiskim that the Zir Shaila was that they were getting from Chutz La'aretz. Shaila was whether in Chutz La'aretz you could send to Yerushalayim. They sent to Yerushalayim. And he said, okay, the Maisa, the, you mean from the, you know, since you go bust in Macabo, so he sends him Matanus Venim and gets him on Purim, so that's fine. Yeah, the, the Dayan Vayit, the Chazitzchak, Oznidbru, all Paiskin. Oh, so that's the Gval of the Chiddush of it. That's the Gval of the Chiddush. You know, it's one thing, you know, we send the Shliach before and the Shliach will be on it on your day. Say it. So there at least you're being Mekayim the Mitzvah on the day that it's your Purim that you're Mekayim. So Chiddush is the Rizg Chiddush. To say that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah on a day when it's not Purim of you anymore. It's not Purim of you anymore. Maybe you still have a hangover Purim, but it's not Purim. How can kind of mitzvah you achieve a Purim when it's not Purim by you? It's not Purim by you. Chayyot Hashem Shal B'Gav Mishloach Matnas. And the first one talk more about Gav Mishloach Matnas again. Chayyot Hashem Shal B'Gav Mishloach Matnas. And then it's Hakasur that the Shuvas Van Hoggis, Simon Tov Dalit, nice to have much time today. He brings out from the Chazanish, Minah from the Chazanish, that as this hell talking in Yaitzim. This is true that he wrote when he was in South Africa. And apparently Stemmel was in Johannesburg for many, many years. This is apparently they sent the Meret Yisrael. So he had a shadow there, so apparently it's hard to find the real Ani there. Johannesburg. That was the problem. So he says it was a problem to find the real Ani. So you kind of, the Ani has to be someone that Mamish doesn't have anything. So maybe you know what to do. Okay, so the Yeshua Tadla, she does a Tzarech of Yain and Dafka. Lach was the Evin, but if he's, if someone's, even if someone else collected him, he's not collecting himself, you want to tell you it's not called an evidence at the end of time. But Dovazel and Motzi Klaal Khan. Someone, obviously, he writes in his line. In South Africa, in Johannesburg, he says, the Shalchul Onu, Merit Yisrael, Merit Kaidish, the Shalchul Onu, and Lavian Mishama, Plush the Eitz, Send the Eitz Yisrael. The Gdiv Psakalachim, the Gainer Yakaidish, she ate him, Tanaz Lavian Yisrael, the Shalayim, and he's the fact, the Shema, Ben Ir, any Yaitin, Tanaz Lavian, the Eitz Ben Krach. The Akshah Matafi, the Seif Adin Van Hoggis, I know what that is, Rabbein HaChazanish, huh? Adin Van Hoggis, all Tuske Chazanish, never saw the Seif. The Pshit Elisha Ben Ir, Shashoch Ben Krach, Matanaz Lavian, Lo Yatza. And Cain took the shloch of any adapter, where was shloch shama? Good, you could send to some of the brave bag, you could send to say this, you could send to Kapata Ir, instead of the Farabban, whatever, the Farabban also will have plenty of places to send you in Chutish line. Now, upon him, that's the kind of the pastures anyway. It's a chitish to me to say, it should be Yetzer, when it's not your mitzvah, and who's in vice versa? A Ben Yushalayim, that wants to give Shachmanas, or for Matanas of Yainim in Bnei Bak or in Telstone, Lechayer Pashtas, it's not Purim, but you have to be Yetza, your mitzvahs Hayayim. But there are Paisim, big Paisim, that were matter. Hakapanim, Chazanish Asers, and the Svara, I need Hakapanis Reishi, but the Svara Pshutah is like the Chazanish. There's an interesting to Pesach Brand, the Tanakh Haidish. He's working on a Bechanano, on a Bechanano Megill, on the Zion and Beis, by the Sugya of Mishmoyach Manas. Might be down a story over there. Rabbi who didn't see it? Beinu Akad Shadalei Lerabayishia Atma de Igla Tilsa Vagarva de Chamra. He sent him a sigh of an eagle and a jug of wine. Sholach Lei Kiamte Banu Rabbeinu Mishloach Manas Ishla Reayu. One gears is Matanis Lev Yainim. The going takes out the Gersa of Pirashi. Rashi Sachar has seen the camp of Rabbeinu Mishloach Manas. Not Mishloach Manas and Matanis Lev Yainim. Kaim Kaim both. That's a big Kiddush and Kaim Mishloach Manas and Matanis Lev Yainim at the same time. Give me a Tanani. Well, might not be Mufra. The Gersa from the Gemara. Rashi Sachar has seen the camp of Rabbeinu Mishloach Manas. So it's Shem Manas Ikka. The Gemara right before that said you need two manas. Hold the shalach way. Ihu lo gesim. Look at Menachem Amel. Are we going to see a shalach rabbi sheyerach shal egel shlishi lebetim the kankan yain shalach way kiam the banan abayinu matanis lev yainim kloima nesinus lev yainim nesatali mana achas vihi ayerach. Look at Menachem Amel. His different gerusa. They came to Banu Matanis Lev Yainim. Not Mishloach Manas. So the Gizm of the Gemara is Mishloach Manas and Matanis Lev Yainim. The Gaon and Rashi take out Matanis Lev Yainim, they leave Mishloach Manas. The Ben Hanano takes out Mishloach Manas and leaves Matanis Lev Yainim. Vihi Hayerach. Mana Achas Vihi Hayerach. Chodesh Shalach Lai, Ego, the Gimel Kakana Yain. Then he sent him a whole Ego with three. Not just one. And then he said, fine, now I'm Kayim with Mishloach Manas as well. The Shaila is, what's going on over here? What was the problem the first time? What was the Misaka with the second time? So Pesach Pesach says that three Hilchas of Gevirta they can learn out from the Shabbat Hanan. Three Chidushim in the Shabbat Hanan. Because first of all, he understands. The question is, why wasn't Yetzah Mishloach Manas the first time? Why wasn't Thomas Levine? He wants to say, the problem was that it was wine. And he says, from here we see, not like the Paiskim, not like the Shalach Kaddish, the Magna Ram Bigzana Simatafesh Tabi Hei, from Kotni Aleph. The Kiviyetzah Mishloach Manas with wine, with a mashka. And Taz brings it down as well from Trumas Deshen. And forget, Trumas Deshen is right from the Gemara itself. But if he rashes the Gerasa, he became Mishloach Manas. So you see, if you ate the war, gave him meat and wine. Mishloach Manas. So he says, oh, but he says, oh, but you see from the Gemara, I'm not. Brings down from the Sefer, pull out Sakhir on the Maestrav. And brings down the Taz. And he says, that's good if you are Gerasa. Well, if you defeat the Gemara, if you do show me, he says, "In kaim, because of the einim, mashma that the mashka not bechal." What? Oh, what? For the second time. Oh, so one thing with it. He's there. Oh, so the truth of the matter is, he himself is better to the raya. That the feeder of the Ritva brings down the Yishalmi, he brings down gives to the Yishalmi. He explains. Now, what was the problem? Pirish lehaisa that it wasn't so chashiv. It wasn't chashiv enough. The lefich vayda it wasn't tanis lagayin. This is important for Ritva. Ritva says that apparently upon it has to be lefich vayda the one that's giving it because. If he's saying the Yaitan Tanis Lev Yainim, obviously the one that was receiving it wasn't Lev Yainim. But since the one that was giving it was Reb Yehuda Nasi, who was quite wealthy, so Aisha maybe was poor. But, and therefore he said that you know, we're not Makayim, you can't Tanis Lev Yainim. But not Mishloach Manas.
That's the one next one.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is. So if he's there, Stam, it's important to note that Moshe Chayiv guys yeshiva that are just want to get the design. So Chayiv, you give a guy a tofi and a cookie, you know, that's it. You know, that would be shnach manis. So Chayiv, sounds like Chayiv. So maybe at least one shnach manis, just give a decent shnach manis. That should be a mitzvah. Shnach manis is a gamut chider mitzvah. It has to be. The Sikh Vaidai has to be the Sikh Vaidai. So Baisha, and apparently Baisha was poor because he said Mekayim Matanas Lavyanim. If he was rich, it's from Mekayim Matanas Lavyanim. So that's the first issue. This is Rebbeinu Chananel. Rebbeinu Chananel, the Tzipesach Pesach goes on, and he says, oh, so Lishtasai, why were Yaita Shlech Manas the first time? Because wine cannot be Yaita. Wine cannot be eaten. So what happened now? Then he sent him a whole eagle with 3 bottles of wine. So now he says, fine, now you can have Mekayim Mitzvah Mishloach Manas. So how you, what do you Mekayim Mitzvah Mishloach Manas? Not with the wine, Elamai, you Mekayim Mitzvah with the eagle. So it's where Tzipesach says it. So what the second halacha we take out of that is, that Yaitzah is even if it's not given at the same time. So it's not given at the same time. Because he's assuming that the two minim that you're two manas that be mekayim is one is the original Yerech and the whole Egel. That's how the Pesach will understand the Kiribach Nanol. Now Yaitzah Meshlech Manas. What? Oh, what's that? But that's what the Pesach says. Kreitzer says that the second time that he gave him the eagle, why Yerechim Shalach Manas now? Because now you'll team up the eagle with the Yerech, and you have 2 manas.
Why not eagle itself?
Oh, what's that? So first of all, L'chaira, huh? Let me say that. L'chaira, you could be Daicha. Oh, so first he says again, so what do you see from me? You see they can be Yerechim at 2 different times. We have 2 different times. You don't have to put them together. It's not like the Chidah that says that you have to send them together. God, I saw some place can say, Chidah, Shai. And then Shai, that if you put it in one Kli, then you're not Yaitzah. The Kli is Mitzarefit, and it's like 1 mana. It's a Chiddush Nifla. Chiddush Nifla. So too much together is no good. According to Chidah, you can't send it separate. The imam has to be not in the same kli, but separate. That's if you really want to be the whole day. What? No, if you have the wine separate. Oh, but then let's see the washer for not yet. So there's a problem. So maybe better off with the tofu and the cookie at least, you know. Don't put in the kli, just give them to separately. Okay. Now, that's what the Pesach Frank says, the second halacha that we can take derived from this Ben Hanan, and Al Chidah, you get it, etc. So, Chayla, so first of all, you could be Daicha, and maybe Yaitzah, for the catechism, Chayla the Pella. Next, basically, if the guy says you're ready Yaitzah, Matanas of Yainim, so how can you turn around and admit he accepted it, Matanas of Yainim? That's it. So now what? Now they send him another one, he's going to turn to the Mishlech Manas. He already got it, the Yerech Matanas of Yainim, and finished, it's all over, it's his. So how can you Matanas, the Yerech with the whatchamacallit, the thigh with the eagle, how can you do that? It's already done. It's already done. It's Elamai. So Chayra, it's not the Pshat. Why at the end of the day it was Yerech? Elamai, why not it was Yerech? So either you could say one of two things. Either you could say, and maybe the eagle itself, here you say, and that Bemison has to do the third thing that Rosh Pesach wants the minyanayah to, Shan the Paiskim, where the Yetzer with two of the same min. With two of the same min. So the Rambam is Meduya, the Rambam says, Shtei Mono is Basar, or Shtei Mine Pavshima. So Chashuk wants to say, in Dasar Rambam, says about the, it says, to have two of the same meat that in Ayyaitza. Two of the same min mamish in Ayyaitza. It says, if I give you one meat, so what, so you can just cut it in half, and now it's two? It doesn't make sense. There's not, that, you know, you give them a steak, so if you cut it in two, it's two. If you give them one, you're not Ayyaitza. It doesn't make sense. Even the passage around, Ram says, shame on this buster. He says, no, it has to be at least two different types of two types of steak, or two types of chicken, top and bottom, not sugar there. But if it's two the same, mamish, then you're talking about yaitze. It says, Adram says, shtei mona is basa. Adram means, just like it says, shtei mina tavshila, you have to say that shtei mina tavshila means shtei mona is basa, also means shtei mina is basa. Which is a bit tachuk, because the Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam says shtei mona is basa. Why would you need shnei minit of shulam and his shtei mona is basa enough? I don't know. But the problem is, Shulam wants to know about the Rambam, that shtei minit basa is good, but to the same type of meat not, which that raga you see from this Shulam, and not that you have to make a raya, just that, you know, my kids come home, my daughter came home, in first grade, she had to bring shachmanas. Everyone's going to bring it to school. That each one gives it to someone else. So the mother said it has to be two brachas. So I was going to, you know, but Dafka said the same bracha. My wife said, no. Dafka give her some of the two brachas. But that's the Chanarish guy. Shtiyot no shmach b'chal. I don't know where these Ganenets got. They teach them in the Ganenet schools. I don't know where they get this from. But the point is, look, it's only two brachas. The first Rambam, Shtemon is Basar. As far as I know, even two minim Basar, she's both going to be Shahako. So it's the first Rambam.
What is this?
Two types of buses you do need. That has to be a little different. At times.
You didn't want to share that you need to mean
now?
No. You can give an apple orange.
Someone
made it up.
You can made it up and
spread it to the world.
What? You can have an apple orange. What? I don't think she gives it to you to give. Let's say you have a friend that you want to give it to somebody. Yeah. Take it to Apple Orange and give it away. I don't think she allows you to do that. The Shiva gives it to you to eat. But the Shiva gives it to you to eat. So then the Shiva is giving it to him, not you. The Shiva is not letting you give it to whoever they want. The Shiva is giving it to you to eat. And that guy's Mishiva says it. He can also take it. So when you give it to him, you're the director to give it to him. What?
Daddy,
if you need it.
He doesn't say different meaning.
It has to be two different meanings. Now.
So I mean, like, if you're talking then.
Yes.
Again, you're not listening. The Rambam says two mana is basa. The Chassidim says two mana is basa has to be at least two different types. If you want to give him one orange tofi and a cherry tofi, maybe and a chanan. We're very excited before that two tofi is not such a great idea because of either it's bas, it should be something with Yichvayda, unless that's the extent of your coverage, let's say that. Now, but listen carefully. So, like this. Now, so what, again, so if you're a Pesach Pesach, when he gave it the second time, what did he give him? An eagle. He said, eagle's mitzarech with the yerach. That we said is a problem, because the Erev is done with the Erev, so you give him a Tanis of Yaina. So you have one or two pshatim. Either the pshat is that he yoyz with the eagle itself. And then even though the chayr over here, the eagle is intact. The eagle is intact. So then we say a big chiddush over here. So maybe the eagle is intact. But since the ma'isa, there are different parts of the eagle. There's the yerach, there's the chazit, there's this, there's that, there's shalot, there's all types of different types of meat in the eagle. So maybe even though it's all one, but since it's nitkin, different types, that will be considered two minim, even though they're connected. That will be new chiddush. As we can see from the Ben Hananel. Or we could say, this Bemison, Yossi was Ma'ir, that why the second time do you send him more wine? The Peter Ben Hananel. Why the second time do you send him more wine? If he wanted it the second, he wasn't ready to the first one, right? Because can't be yoytze mashke. So what do you send the second time? An eagle to team up with the yerach, according to Rashi Pesach. Why do you send them more wine? Okay, Kenzan, but Kenzan. No, I'm the Kenzan. But l'chayt shetazare. Why do you send the wine the second time? Elamai, it could be mashma that fakert from the two halachas that Rosh Pesach was trying to prove. And this chesh, I believe I heard from Rosh Pesach. I'm not sure, I don't remember if he said exactly this way, but I think so. So again, we have one halach in the Ben Hananel that is yaitza with the eagle itself. And then we still have a question, what about the wine? Or we could say, or we could say that he's yaitzei with the eagle, with the wine. So what's wrong with the other wine? Because the other wine was given separately. Now again, he gave the yerech with the wine. He was yaitzei the of yain with the yerech. Now, what does he want to do? He wants to send him. Oh, so what is this? Why wasn't he Yaitza? So you can say like this. Because maybe Ben Hananel is good for learning the Ritva. The reason why it wasn't Yaitza is because it wasn't a Fichvayda. Wasn't a Fichvayda, like the Ritva. That's why it was cheap. It was Yerach, wasn't enough. Five eagles, not enough. Not a Fichvayda. So it wasn't Yaitza. So now, but the wine is still hanging there. So let him, now he gives him an eagle. So why can he team up the eagle with the wine? So Kenzain, so we say one of two svaras. Either because it's given separate, he's not Yaitza. Since the wine was given first, the wine with the Erech was given first. Now the second time around, giving him an eagle, the eagle can't even start with the wine. That's one thing you could say. But then Faket, Mechanan will bring a raya, Fakert, if you have to give him wine, if you have to give him wine, a second time wine. So then, since he's there, Ben Hananel telling me, like a shalah, he could be yaitza with wine. And he's also telling me, he cannot be yaitza when they're separate, they have to be together. But not like two halachas, it's supposed to want to be mechir.
I think it's more
mashal
like here, because why
do you
give him three bottles? Because it's a big
way. So you want to know why I gave him three bottles. So we say it's something else. And maybe, the way we explain now, that really Ben Hananel's going under his book. Again, so when he gave the Yerech, Rabbi Nachman says he wasn't Yaitza. Shlach Mamas. It was cheap. Yaitza Tanis of Yaitza. The second time, when he gave him the whole eagle, but it could be the one barrel of wine, just like the Yerech wasn't enough, with the Chvayda of Yudha Nasi. So the one barrel of wine also wasn't enough. So therefore, he gave him three barrels of wine, so now it's Reid of Mechubit. Now it's Reidov Mechubit. Sai Mitzad the meat, and Sai Mitzad the wine. Yeah. I think Muslim, that's the Pashup Shad in the Ben Hananel. We just didn't know the Pashup I said it. There's the Pashup Shad. But based on the Sai Ben Hananel, gone like a good book. And the reason why it wasn't Yaitza the first time was because it wasn't the Chvayda Rudanasi. So that's why he gave him the second time a whole ego and the wine, so give, and three bottles of wine, in order that it should be considered lefi chayda. What? No, it says he gave him three more. So I don't know if altogether he needed four of the chayda, and then he isn't tired of what he did before, or the three by itself is lefi chayda. Basically, that child remains we can't be mechiyah, whether or not it has to be together. So for careful, if he's there, for careful, if I'm on the raya, at least look at me that nekuda, that you guys say, Mishloach Manos with wine, and like the care, like the Magen Avraham, shame, Mishallah Kodesh. The parasha, Pasuk says, Vada tzedaber a kol chachme leiv Hashem leiv zevruach chachma. So you see that there's a concept called chachme leiv, and chachme leiv is leiv zevruach chachma. Hashem is mamal ruach chachma to chachme leiv. The question is, how do you become a chacham leiv? How does it start? You have to be chacham leiv in order to get the chachma. What is the chacham leiv that Hashem is Malaysia Ruach Chachma? So Chaim Shmulevitz wants to tell you that we can maybe look by Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech Chachm Kol Adam. How is he Zerich his Chachma? Hashem asked him, he asked for whatever you want, and he asked for Chachma. He was a Mavakish Chachma. So he said, Chachme Leiv, Ken Zayin, Zagam Chaim Shulevitz, is someone that's Mavakish Chachma. Kol Chachme Leiv, Hashem Leiv, Zivro Chachma, Hashem is Mamal Chachma, to the Mavakish HaChachma. Chachme Leiv is someone that's Mavakish, is a Mavakish. By Yeshua, Rashi says, that, before Rashi, the Sfani says in the Pasuk, Hachas Yeshua Asher Ruach Boy, Santa Sfarna. Sfarna says that Yeshua, Hachas Yeshua Asher Ruach Boy, he says he's Muchan Lekabel Or Pnei Melechayim. Yeshua Asher Ruach Boy, he's Muchan Lekabel Pnei Or Pnei Melechayim. He's Muchan Lekabel Der Banish Lekabel. The Sfarna says, Kein Shekosav Uvelev Kol Chacham Lev Nesati Chacham. So Yeshua was like that. Yeshua was Mukhan Lekabel or Pnei Melechayim. What do we find by Yeshua? What's so special about Yeshua? Rashi brings down that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai for 40 days, Yeshua sat there. Yeshua was eating Olay and he was waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu. He was put for Machna for 40 days. Why? Because Rashi. Because that when Moshe Rabbeinu will come down, Mar Sinai, he'll be able to vote the chatten right away. Now, the Machda wasn't that far away from Har Sinai. Wasn't so far away. Elamai, he's going to miss a couple of minutes. A couple of minutes of not being able to hear the type of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Mele sat there 40 days. He was chutz l'machna. Think about it. For over a month, he sat out there by himself, chutzal machne, waiting for the time when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, in order not to miss a couple of minutes. To miss a couple of minutes of shir. He was willing to wait there 40 days, 40 nights, not to miss a few minutes of shir. Stay as Moshe Rabbeinu, I understand. Samela, what's the pshat? You see, Pasha, Yeshua is a Mavakish. Yeshua was a Mavakish. Imagine the Svarna says, Taka, that Asher Ruach Boy is Mukh Lekabo or Pnei Melechayim. So that's someone that's Mavakish, Chachmei Lei. So then there's Mleis of Ruach Chachmei, and there's Yat Shemai. Midach Yisa, being Mavakish alone is not enough. There's a famous story with Mishum, I think it was Mishum Igra, that two people had a Zentaira, and they were passing by his city. So I said, okay, we'll ask the tremendous Gadol. We'll ask him. We're here ready, we'll ask him. So they came to him, they asked him the Shaila. He says, it's not much, a very complicated Shaila. And he needs till tomorrow to work through the sugya. So in the meantime, they didn't want to wait around, they're busy. So to Mechila, they asked him, you know, if they could, move on, can't wait around. So he got back home, whatever, some small-time rav, and they asked him the Shaila, passed him the Shaila, and that was that. So next time they were in the big city, they stopped there, and they were curious to know if the Rav Shmuel Ligger's psak at the end of the day is going to be the same with what the psak got from the Rav. And sure enough, it was the exact same psak. So they said, our Rav, the small-time Rav, he did it right away, and Rav Shmuel Ligger needed the next day, what's going on? So Rav Shmuel Ligger was misspelled. He says, okay, the next time that he's in that area, he wants to go meet this Rav. Who's this Rav? So he was there, and then Rav Kinney stood up to him, we're going to try to work him out. He stood up to him, I'm going out to this guy, who's this guy? So yeah, then he asked the Rav, he says, tell me what happened to him. So he said, look, these guys came to me. Now I saw the Shaila. There's no way that I'll have any means to get the Shaila. I went to the other room, I cried my heart out, I said, listen to this Vaishnava. This is my panasha. This guy, if I said, Rav, can't answer Shaila, forget it, who's this guy? So then also, I went to my Shamshan. The first sefer that I picked out, Mamish was Shaila, was down the Shaila by Lichus, went to the whole Sugya, and that's how I passed it. So, Shmuel picked himself up, walked out. He says, the cry, the cry also not a cry, but that's no kunz. No kunz just a cry. The kunz is if the psa came out, the omel the yigia, that's what counts. So mekanecha yetach begbim mevakish. On the omel the yigia, just the bakash alein is echnish kanecha.